Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is a portion of the Holy Gospel, specifically, O Lord. And my dear friends, we are going to look at the words of the Lord that he gave to Simeon. It's called the Song of Simeon. We also know it as the Nunc Dimittis. Please be seated. Dearest friends in Christ Jesus, in this world's idea of peace, distorted as it is, today it's important for us to have the right and true understanding of what peace truly is. We can only understand when we keep at the center of our proclamation of peace the one who has won the peace, the Prince of Peace. My friends, peace was promised. As you heard, if you were here on Christmas Day, Adam and Eve sinned. We all know this. We know that as Adam and Eve listened to Satan, they were falling into sin, for they were hearing a word that was not God's word, and that word led them to sin, to rebel against God. In their sin, they brought in spiritual death. Spiritual death and physical death had come into the world. Adam and Eve were now under the power of the devil, separated from God, separated from his love, separated from his peace. Yet, God in his great mercy and grace made a promise. Peace was promised. His promise is a promise of hope, dear friends. And he made it, God the Almighty made it there at the very beginning. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. There's the promise of peace. There's the promise of salvation. From the very beginning, God had promised peace to Adam, to Eve, to each and every one of you. Now we jump forward to a man in Jerusalem. We know very little about this man, although many people have many assumptions about him, but Scripture doesn't support many of those assumptions. We don't know where he actually lived. We even don't know how old he was, unlike Anna. We don't know what kind of work he did. Some assume that he was a priest. Scripture doesn't tell us, as you heard Hayden read this morning. But what we do know about this man is very, very important, for God has also made a promise to him. And since this promise comes from God, we know that this promise will come true. What we do know about this man is that he was righteous and devout. We do know that he was a servant, a slave to God. He trusted God, and he trusted him patiently. Most importantly, we know this, that this man was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit who led this man to the temple. It was the Holy Spirit who led Simeon to declare those wonderful words that we sing after we receive the salvation of our Lord, his body and blood. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, that you have prepared before the face of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. The Nunc Dimittis. Simeon declares peace. He declares peace to all people, as he was even declaring peace to himself. For it is the Lord who was speaking these words through him. My friends, this is important for us today. We know that the Lord was upon Simeon. For these words are deep theological words. And these words point us to the one and the only, the one who is one peace. There at the manger scene, you see it. Not only is peace lying in the manger, but peace is hanging on the cross. These words of Simeon point you and everyone to salvation. And that salvation, your salvation, is Jesus. And it points us to no one else. That's how we know that Simeon was filled with the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit will always direct us to our Lord, to the crucified and resurrected Christ Jesus. The Spirit will direct us to no one else or to anything else, only Jesus, for He is your Prince of Peace. But it's true that you and I are sinners, just like Simeon. Simeon was a sinful man also, for we know that all have fallen short of the glory of God. Each and every person is a sinner because of what Adam and Eve have done. You sin daily and much, and I know I sin daily and much, and God knows I sin daily and much. Yes, we all fall short of the glory of God. We break His laws 1 through 10. There's no exceptions. Not one of us can look in the mirror of the law and say, I have justified myself. I have found peace according to my own plan. Those are words of the devil. Those are lying words. But the words that we hear this morning, these are true words. They are words of power. They are words of forgiveness. They are words of peace. Yes, last Friday, we sang Simeon's song after you received your Lord's body and blood. It's called the Nunc Dimittis. Maybe you wonder why it's called the Nunc Dimittis. Well, it's called the Nunc Dimittis because of these words. Nunc Dimittis servum tuum, Domini. Secundum verbum tuum impasse. Nunc Dimittis, the first two words of this great song. Nunc Dimittis in the Latin means now let, or now allow your servant to depart in peace, Lord. For your word is peace. The word your that is used by Simeon is also very important for you and me. For this word your is pointing us directly to the Lord. And the word Lord, the word Domini you hear in the Latin, or in Lord as we sing it, is also an important word for us. For the word that Luke writes is despota. Despota. The English word is despot. Now, as I told the adult Bible class, if you would do a Google search and type in despot and click on images, who do you think you would see? You wouldn't see Jesus. You would see people like Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot. People like Kim Il-sung. And all the despots, all the evil men and women of the world, all these dictators who destroyed thousands and thousands of lives. Is this what Luke is saying about God? No. Luke is saying that He is the ultimate ruler, though, that He is the God Almighty. In Hebrew, we would say, the Lord is El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty. He is the supreme ruler. He is the Lord who has created and who sustains and who nourishes you and who cares for you and who gives you peace. For true peace can only come from El Shaddai. True peace can only come from the Prince of Peace. This is the Lord's promise that He has made to you, dear friends. For His word is true, and His word always comes true. As the children heard, 100% of the time. Therefore, Simeon is now at peace. Therefore, my dear friends, you are now at peace. For Simeon was holding peace in his arms. And as he looked into the face of Yeshua, he was looking at peace. He was also looking at his salvation. My dear friends, the same happens with you. For on Friday, those of you who came to the altar, you were looking at peace face to face. Oh, true, it was in body and in blood, in bread and wine, but it's still the Lord, for that's His promise, that as you receive His body and as you drink His blood, you have peace. You have the forgiveness of sins. You have the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation. That's the salvation that Simeon was looking at. And that's the salvation that you receive as your Lord is here to serve you. My friends, Simeon is speaking of universal salvation. This salvation that Simeon was holding in his arms is for all people. You remember the verse, right? All of you remember it. You were taught as a small child, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For the Gentiles, this life, this salvation, would be a light to lighten the Gentiles. This is the promised light that was prophesied by Isaiah and by Micah 700 years before the fact. You see, the Gentiles, that's you and me, by the way, we needed to see this light. We needed to see the light of the world as He came into this dark world. The light shows us our sins. And in our sin, we know that we cannot save ourselves. Therefore, we bow our heart, we fall to our knees, and we confess our sins. And God, who is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, cleanses us from all unrighteousness by the blood of the Lamb, who has taken away your sin and the sin of the world. You now have peace. Not only that, but Simeon says this is for the glory of Israel. My friends, it's obvious to us what this means, that salvation is from the Jews. For Jesus Himself said that. Remember as He stood at the well, and there He spoke with a Samaritan woman, and He said this to her, "You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews." Jesus was speaking of Himself. He is the salvation. He is the salvation of the Jews, from the Jews, for the Jews, and for each and every Gentile, for each and every one of you. There is your salvation, dear friends. There He lies in the manger. There He hangs on the cross. Here He is in body and blood. Here He is in the preached word. Your Lord is truly your Prince of Peace, your Sar Shalom. And that's His purpose. That was His purpose, to save you from your sin and to give you, yes, dear friend, to give you freely peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.